This is the United States Dressage Federation's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, we'll be continuing our series on Rumor Foundation USDF Hall of Fame inductees as we remember Kira Downton. But first, we have news from the Hagen CDIOY in Germany, where the US young riders completed solid tests on their final day, with both riders placing in the top 10. Ada Neuler and her own Sapper competed in the individual final freestyle, earning a score of 70.25 and a tie for 7th place amidst stiff competition from some of the best young dressage riders in Europe. Catherine Chamberlain and Kimberly Primble's Avesto van Velt of Reden performed well in the small final freestyle, finishing in 6th place on a score of 66.04. Both of these riders are the benefactors of the USEF Dressage Young Rider European Tour, enabling them to gain invaluable knowledge and experience through competition abroad, and they have both competed at the Adequan FEI North America and Junior Young Rider Championships. We'll be hearing from Aidan a little later on in the program, along with Janae Vaughan, about their experiences at the NAJYRC. But first, we remember Kira Downton, who was inducted into the Rumor Foundation USDF Hall of Fame in 2002 in recognition of her leadership in the development and promotion of dressage in the Western United States. She gave demonstrations, brought European clinicians to the US, imported European warmbloods, instructed students, and was the sponsor and instigator of gatherings of people interested in improving dressage. Miss Downton's Atherton Dressage was one of the forerunners of the California Dressage Society, which she helped to establish. She was the highest scoring US dressage rider at the 1968 Mexico Olympic Games. The 1950s and 1960s were a time when respect for American dressage was at a low level and participation was even less. Kira Downton came upon the scene as a rider converted from hunters and eventing to dressage. As such, she became a beacon for dressage in the Western United States. She started with thoroughbreds, having had experience with racehorses when she lived in Shanghai as a refugee from Russia. She soon saw the value of European warmbloods and had the resources to be one of the earliest importers of warmbloods. On her small estate in California's Atherton, she soon sponsored gatherings of people interested in improving dressage, where tests could be ridden and discussed under the guidance of the few available judges, but without competition. She took a special interest in young people and helped and instructed them free of charge. She often lent a hand to the young US pony clubs and tried to find promising young riders who could try to further their knowledge. She served as a judge and examiner for pony clubs on numerous occasions. The activities eventually took on a very informal structure known as Atherton Dressage. This was definitely one of the forerunners of the California Dressage Society at a time when there was no USDF. The US Equestrian Team had its total focus on jumping, and the American Horse Shows Association treated dressage as a stepchild that did not even have its rules included in the official AHSA rulebook. Kira saw the need for more and better instruction and took the initiative to sponsor foreign clinicians, including Colonel Podaski, Waldemir Sunig, and Gunnar Andersson. She also saw the need for a schooled horse and imported the Holsteiner Cadet, which she took from Prix Saint-Georges to Grand Prix. She was one of the earliest Americans to go to Germany for training and eventually for competition at the prestigious Köln show, where she placed 7th. She competed for the United States at the 1967 Pan American Games, where she won the individual gold medal. In the time Kira was active, dressage was not as organized and structured as it is now, and there really were few opportunities to serve with organizations. Yet she was an important example and helped towards the establishment of the California Dressage Society, the largest member organization in the USDF. One of her major contributions was her generosity in giving demonstrations, which were such an important factor in increasing interest and understanding of dressage. She served as an inspiration and certainly was an icon in her time. Keira passed away in February 1999 at the age of 93. You can find an article about Keira in the July issue of the USDF Connection magazine, and there's also a link in our show notes to the USDF Connection magazine online. And now we turn our attention to the Adequan FEI North America Junior and Young Rider Championships presented by Gotham North, which take place in the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington, Kentucky from July the 14th through the 19th. These championships include teams of up to four junior riders and four young riders from each region competing in team and individual competitions for dressage, as well as for eventing, jumping, endurance, reining and para-dressage. Aidan Euler and Janae Vaughan join us now to share some of their experiences of those championships and offer some advice to this year's competitors. First, we hear from Aidan, who was the 2012 junior individual gold medalist, as well as winning the team and freestyle bronze medals. She also won the US Equestrian Federation's Dressage Style Award and was the USDF nomination for the Dressage Sportsmanship Award for USEF Youth Sportsman of the Year. In 2013, she returned to the horse park to win the individual and freestyle gold, as well as team silver. She's also a Festival of Champions Young Rider Champion. Aidan, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're going to take look back at your young rider experience, because that all began in 2011 when you were a junior, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It was definitely a whirlwind experience.
Well, let's reflect on what that first time was like when you realized that you'd made the team.
Oh, the first time in 2011, I was a junior, and I had only had my horse for 3 months. And we didn't really know each other very well. It was kind of the new partnership and slightly terrifying going from Arabs to this gigantic warm blood. And in juniors, we did fairly well, but we had some little accidents, like my horse cutting his eyelid off, that kind of kept me from competing during the day. But then my horse healed up and everything was great, and then Shapur kicked me in the chest, so we didn't have our best first year, but at least we got all our kinks out and were able to compete the next year and do pretty well. In 2012, we came back and we got first place.
Well, that must obviously have been a career highlight for you, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Talk about that whole experience, because you had the benefit of the experience of being there before, so you were quite used to the occasion. Did that help you to actually concentrate on your performance more, Aidan, with the having
that? I think it did. And then I had my horse for an additional year, so I was more comfortable with him and he with me. So everything just became more easy for us.
Talk about, you know, how the competition evolved for you, knowing that you could concentrate that much more on his performance and not be overwhelmed by the atmosphere.
Well, the atmosphere is pretty overwhelming, I'm not going to lie to you, because NAJYRC is pretty intense. And I think with all the countries being there represented and so many other regions and girls there, it's pretty intimidating. And I think if you just really focus on what you're there for, be there with your horse and be a team member, I think everything will fall into place as long as you do your hardest and, you know, work for it.
Well, it's all about preparation, isn't it, too? And we're going to get you to give some tips to our listeners about that experience, you know, when they're thinking about going this year and what they need to do. But when you think of what you learned from it, what were your biggest takeaways?
I think my biggest takeaways was definitely a lot bigger world in the dressage world than I thought it was initially, because when I was coming from small Arab shows and then going to FEI shows, it was such a big change. And there's so many people you can learn from and get to know and meet new friends. And they're going to be with you till, I don't know, who knows how long, because once you're in the horse world, you're in there forever. And we definitely have learned to kind of rise all together and learn from each other.
Well, one of the things that any rider has to deal with, especially when you're younger and in that what is an international stage when you get to young riders, mm-hmm. how do you deal with the competition nerves, Aidan?
With competition nerves, I kind of like to, during the day of competition, I get a lot quieter. Normally, I'm very outgoing and I like to kind of joke around, but during competition, especially during the mornings, I like to chill out and have my headphones, listen to my music, go over my test, and just really, really focus on what I have to do, what the task is at hand. So it's just mental preparation and visualization, and especially like the week before the competition too, I like to go to bed at night and think over my test and every movement and everything, like riding every corners and half halting, and it's just, so as long as you're doing that before, then as soon as you're in the situation, it feels natural already because you had already been riding it for like weeks before.
So you have that mental preparation so you can get into the zone. You said you go very quiet. Do you listen to music? What do you do to distract yourself and get into the zone?
I like to listen to music. I have a pretty good playlist. Everybody says it's ancient music because it's very old classics, like Sam Cooke, Etta James, Frank Sinatra, and it's something that's really calming to me, and it's just getting all my blood pressure a lot lower.
Well, of course, that's important too, isn't it? Make sure you stay as calm as you can so you can give the very best to your horse. Now, what about the day? Are you one of these people that can't eat breakfast on the day of competition?
I used to be like that. I would refuse to eat if I rode in the mornings, but then my rides started getting later and later, and that was just not a smart idea to starve myself all day. So I eat some fruit and drink lots of water. I learned in Florida that the importance of staying hydrated, because I just recently had a bad heat stroke and I had forgotten to drink all that day, and I didn't ride until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, and the Florida heat was not very kind or forgiving.
And what about getting into the warm-up area? You know, you've gone from the barn, you're all geared up, you're absolutely ready, you're ready mentally, the horse is looking at its best, and there's those last moments of, you know, the final warm-up. How do you work through that and avoid the distractions of everybody in the arena, as well as, you know, the whole atmosphere and leading up to those last few moments?
I think it's kind of like all the calm before the storm, like, you can't just be focusing on everything else around you. Once you get into that zone in the warm-up, it's literally tunnel vision. All I see is the end game, and you have to focus on what you're doing. If you let every little thing distract you, it's going to affect your ride. And when I'm at home, I tend to leave little distracting things in the arena so that Shapur and I can learn how to still work and continue past these scary little objects, because we need to start learning how to deal with the scary objects, not put them away because he will be scared. Well, so getting used to the environment that we will have eventually.
Yes, well, of course, that Rolex Arena at the Kentucky Horse Park is a very special environment. You're going down the ramp there. Do you have time to appreciate the atmosphere or the venue and what you're actually about to do? Are you so in your zone then you shut everything out? Does everything, I mean, the whole atmosphere affect you, or do you put that up to one side?
It did the first year I went in, because they have this big screen where it shows you live scoring, and I made the mistake of 1 year looking up during the test and seeing the score, and then you see it drop and it breaks your heart. And that's just, you need to realize to focus on your riding, because nothing out there is going to help you, and you need to focus on your horse. So I really just needed to focus on riding, and with the environment around us, I can't appreciate it when we're going in, but once I'm in the ring, it's game on, and I can look at the ring and observe everything and take in the environment on my way out after I'm done riding.
Yeah, well, that's good advice. And of course, once you've done your test in there and you actually can drop your reins, is there a moment then when you can just soak it all up as you leave the arena?
Oh, yes, definitely. As soon as the reins drop, I just take in a breath because sometimes I forget to breathe. And then Shapur takes a big breath, and then we all are smiles and we walk out and just take all the people in and the arena and just the overall atmosphere.
So what have been your biggest takeaways then from your young rider experience, your junior and young rider experience, Aidan?
I think the whole experience of NHIYRC, you can learn so much from it by people and being a team, and not just with the girls on your team, but your horse, because you are all in there together. And everybody always thinks it's just a one person sport, one horse, one rider, but we're all here together, so we need to start acting like it.
And what have been the benefits to you in your career of having participated now in 3 junior young rider championships?
I think this competition is really amazing, and the people who are able to put it together for us, I appreciate them immensely, because a competition like this where we can have other countries come in and compete against, and it's something that young people don't usually get to experience in our riding, and I think it's great to start to get all of that different experiences for us. Because in Europe, there's a show every weekend and you can drive half an hour to get there. And it's a lot more mainstream over here in Europe, and it's on the TV. And so I think if we get experiencing those things as when we're young, it just really helps dressage in general and trying to make it more of a popular sport.
Well, clearly that has stood you in good stead for traveling in Europe and competing in Europe. And so what finally would you say to young riders, juniors, that are going to their first junior young rider championship?
Well, I would like to say to them, good luck to you all and enjoy your time there. Take it all in, soak it all in, enjoy the people, love on your horse, remember what you're there for, and just do your best.
Well, very good advice there. Thank you very much indeed, Aidan, for coming on the program.
And thank you so much for having me.
We're going to talk to your colleague there, someone who's traveling with you in Europe now, Janae Vaughan. So thank you again, Aidan.
Thank you so much.
Janae Vaughan first took part in the North America Junior and Young Rider Championships in 2009 as a junior. And a year later, she returned to win the team silver medal. She came back in 2012 and won the team silver medal again when she was the anchor rider. This year she is ranked number 2 on the national ranking list for the Brentina Cup and is one of the 2 riders selected to compete in Europe in the under 25 Grand Prix with Donovis GGF. Janae, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, also in Europe now for a very exciting tour this summer, a great way to continue to build on your career, which really all began with young riders for you, didn't it, with junior?
It did, with a junior in 2009. Was my very first year at NAJYRC.
And how old were you then?
I believe I was 14.
So that's a big occasion then for any young rider to get onto the world stage like that, because it is an international competition. That would have been the biggest and the career highlight for that year, no doubt.
Yes, of course. That and also going to Festival of Champions that year was very big for me.
So tell us about the horse that you had then and how he's helped you through your young career.
Okay, well, my junior horse, her name was Verania, and she was one of our brood mares, actually. And I didn't have a horse because, unfortunately, my last horse passed away from lung cancer. And so my mom said, you know, your only option right now is to take Verania, who is a brood mare and haven't really competed very much at all. And I taught her her change, and that year we went right away into the junior ring. And our first year at 2009 was a very big experience at NAJYRC. You know, it was a little overwhelming. I've never competed in such a big atmosphere, and there were so many things I didn't know, but it was so much fun, and it was a good thing to be a part of a team, because there's not that many juniors and young riders in my area, and so it was really fun to see all of the kids and just other kids who also enjoy the sport that you enjoy. So there's a lot of things I learned that year. I learned how big the property was because we were stabled quite far from the warm-up ring. And I didn't take that into account as part of my warm-up, the walk over there. So she was pretty tired because I was on her for quite a while because I didn't take into account the warm-up. And she was a little bit tired in our first test. And so we didn't do as well as we wanted. I think we still did pretty well, but not as well as we wanted to do. I can't remember the exact score. And then the next day, there was actually a thunderstorm. And so we walked up to the arena because we didn't really know. We thought we would still have to go because it was just raining, not thundering at that point. And both of the gates were locked and no one was there. So we kind of panicked, like, oh no, what do we do? And then they said on the announcement speaker, everyone take shelter. There's a huge storm. So we had to go back. And then we actually ended up riding later in the day when the storm passed. So, you know, it wasn't our best experience in 2009 at NAJORC, but I think we learned so much from that. And we went to Festival of Champions a little bit later that year, and we ended up third. So we took all of that learning from that competition onto the next big competition, and it really helped me improve.
Let's go back to what that felt like for you, having completed that first NAJYRC. What you wish you had known going into it?
Okay. I wish I knew a little bit more about the venue, because it really did make a big difference of how far away we were. Because I didn't know to take that into account for my warm-up, because it was quite a long walk, and it was very hot and different weather than what my horse was used to. And I think in 2009, we didn't get there early enough. I think I would have liked to be there at least 2 weeks earlier, which is what we do now and what we did, you know, in 2010, 12, and all of those other years. We learned from that because we got there, I think, about a week, and it really just wasn't enough time to have my horse acclimate to the new environment and weather. And just, it's quite overwhelming for the horses too, that whole big venue. It's a big difference from home. So I think the big thing is to get there early enough to let you and your horse adjust and not be tired, get some good rest, and feel comfortable.
So that you don't have to start work immediately with them, then you can get them acclimated. Is that what you're saying? You could ride around the park, get to know your way around.
You could ride around the park and they could get adjusted to the difference in weather, because it's a lot more humid than California, at least where I am from in California. It's more of a dry heat. And then we went to Kentucky and it was very humid and she just wasn't used to that. And so it would have been nice to have her there a little bit earlier so we could just gradually start into our work.
What were you able to take from that first experience to the next time to obviously continue with the work that you had put in, not just with the partnership with your horse, but in as your contribution to the team as well? Talk a little bit about that and how important that is to be a part of a team, what the benefits are.
You know, there's so many benefits. In 2009, I think I was the youngest rider on our team. So I really looked up to our older riders and they just taught me so much. And any questions I had, I would always go to the young riders and say, you know, can you help me with this? Or what do you think about this? And it was almost having like a big group of older sisters who, you know, you really looked up to and wanted to be like, and just watching the young riders go, it was just like, oh my gosh, they were like our Stephen Peters to us, you know. Back then, it was really cool to just have, we idolized these young riders and just wanted to grow up and be just like them as a junior.
What would you say to young people that are taking that experience for the first time and getting onto the team and going to Kentucky for the championships?
You know, I would say reach out to the girls beforehand and try to build a friendship before. And so when you get there, you kind of have more of a sense of a connection and you're more comfortable with the new people that you've met for the first time in person. You feel like you have a connection with them, maybe over the internet or on the phone. Try to keep in touch with them and just learn about their horse and really try to make that team bond before you even get there.
So take every opportunity to have social interaction with them and socialize and get to know each other as people, not just as competitors.
Exactly.
And of course, when you get to the NAJYRC, there are all those other social activities anyway, aren't there, to help you bond?
Yes, that's so much fun. I just love it. The, you know, the kids' parties and the ice cream socials. You just get to meet every team and all kinds of people from every part of the United States and Canada and everything like that. It's really fun. And they end up usually being the girls that will go next year or in future years. And it's fun to build that bond.
Well, it clearly is, and you've built that bond and friendship with so many over the years now. And we talked earlier a little bit about how the NAJYRC has helped you develop confidence going on to other competitions like the Festival of Champions and now, of course, being in Europe and competing over there. Talk a little bit about that progression and what it's meant to you. Janae, what sort of things that you've learned from each competition?
You know, each competition has taught me so much. I think as a junior and stepping up to the young rider level right away, it's a really big jump. But the system has prepared me so well of going from NAJRC to festival. And then from festival, I went to the USEF dressage seat medal finals and all of these really big competitions to where now it's taken me to, in 2013, I went to my first Brentina Cup and I was only 19 and I ended up being reserve champion. And it's just given me confidence. At first, you know, in 2009, it was so overwhelming. And then in 2010, when you go back, you get some familiarity with the whole big stage. And it's really, you start to learn it's not that big. Just look at it as if you're at a show when you're at home and don't act like you need to ride any different. And I think that's what I've taken away from each of these competitions. When I first started, I would get so overwhelmed and, oh my gosh, I'm the anchor rider. I have to do so well and so much pressure. But you really just need to take all of that pressure off of your shoulders and just ride like you ride every time you do a test and try your best.
Well, as well as the contribution that you obviously can make as a competitor to the team effort, what has it helped in for you personally and the kind of soft skills that you've learned from being a team member?
I've learned to really support my teammates in their ups and their downs because, you know, things happen. Not everyone gets to compete. And I've learned the years where I didn't go as a young rider because I was doing Brentina Cup, but I still wanted to go to NAJRC. I learned to go as a groom and just really support every single one of the girls from my region because I know that's the biggest thing. It can be really stressful, you know. It's like our Junior Olympics. We want to do our very best, and it can get to some of the competitors. So I just feel like being there for your teammates and truly wishing them to do each of their best rides there is the best you can do, and help them get ready for their rides and just let them know that even if they don't have their best ride, you're still going to love them just as much and be proud of them and that they didn't let you or your teammates down.
And for anyone that's going to the very first NAJYRC and they're nervous, what would you say?
I would say, don't be too nervous. Enjoy every second of it and ride the best you can ride, just like your shows at home, and take in every second of it because I miss it now. I'm 21 and this year is my last year, and I wish I could just go back and do it all over again.
Well, thank you very much indeed for sharing your tips and memories, Janae, of your experiences at NAJYRC.
Thank you very much for having me. Good luck, everyone.
Teams for this year's championships will shortly be announced and available on the USDF's website at usdf.org. And whilst you're on the website, be sure to check out all the latest educational resources on eTrack. And also on the website, you can register for this year's Adequan USDF Annual Convention, which will take place on December the 2nd through the 5th at the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Just look for a link on the front page to the convention pages, which include this year's agenda and the meeting and education sessions. Well, that's it for this week's program. You can download the show, of course, from iTunes. Just look for USDF under podcasts to download them to apps such as Podbean and Stitcher. Until next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world. And remember, the USDF is your connection to the American dressage community.